Welcome to Learning to Know Russian. This Traveler's Notes program has been developed in order to improve your level of comfort and safety in Russian-speaking countries. Here, you will find a combination of an effective system for studying the language and in-depth knowledge about the reality of Russia. This audio, called the Context Lesson, is the first step of the program. It's designed to let you know what to expect in Russia. Today's topic is about dealing with money. Here is our friend Peter, who wants to share his Russian experience.
Hi everyone. There are two main resources in travel: language and деньги, money. During a trip, money has to create comfort, but sometimes it creates problems. So how do we deal with деньги in Russia? The most reliable way is using карты, payment cards. Карты. Nowadays, карты are very popular, but it is better to ask before making a purchase. Принимайте карты? Do you accept cards? Принимайте карты? In big cities, the answer will often, but not always, be Да, принимаем. Yes, we do accept. Preferably use MasterCard and Visa cards in Russia. They are accepted by all stores and ATMs. Other types of cards are not popular. That is why you should ask, Принимаете карты American Express? Do you accept American Express cards? Принимаете карты American Express? Surprise! Sometimes when you are paying even a small amount with a card, you may be asked to show документ, an identity document. The ID that is suitable in all situations in Russia is your passport. 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 You may often be asked, Ваш паспорт, пожалуйста. Your passport, please. Ваш паспорт, пожалуйста. Паспорт is better to always carry with you, always and everywhere. Though payment карты are commonly used, you should always have наличные, cash, наличные with you in Russia. Carry with you enough, but not too much cash. There are ATMs everywhere in Moscow, and cards are accepted, but in small shops, taxi, public transport, you will most likely be told, Мы не принимаем карты. Мы не принимаем карты. We don't accept cards. In small towns and villages, only наличные, cash, is often accepted. Officially in Russia, only рубли, рубли, rubles, are accepted. But it is important to know, if you are paying in доллары, dollars, or евро, euro, it's not official. Any банкомат, ATM, банкомат, in Russia gives rubles, and only some банкоматы give you dollars and euros. In order to exchange доллары for рубли, find a обменный пункт, currency exchange office. If possible, avoid using untrustworthy банкомат and обменный пункт. In the metro, at public transport stops, the most trustworthy ones are in банк, a bank. There is a Russian saying, деньги loves to be counted. You can guess that Russian рубли love to be counted in Russian. Here are Russian ruble banknotes. 10 рублей, 10 rubles. 50 рублей, 50 rubles. 100 рублей, 100 rubles. 500 рублей, 500 rubles. 1000 рублей, 1000 rubles. 5000 рублей, 5000 rubles.
Thanks to Peter, we already know something about Russia, and we have also heard a few Russian words. Now, we are going to hear them in a real conversation. Be prepared. Probably you will not understand everything, only some individual words. We strongly recommend that you use that Sanskrit. Just relax, listen, and maybe count how many Russian words you understood.
Вы принимаете карты?
Да, принимаем. С вас 1100 рублей.
Пожалуйста, вот моя карта.
И ваш паспорт, пожалуйста.
Паспорт? У меня нет паспорта.
Без паспорта нельзя.
У меня есть наличные. Принимайте доллары или евро.
Нет, конечно. Мы принимаем только рубли, мужчина.
У вас есть здесь банкомат?
Банкомат в банке. Это 100 метров. Was that difficult? I guess it was. But you should know that the learning to know system has been developed in such a way that after you complete the whole lesson set, you will be able not only to understand, but even participate in this initiation. For now, your goal is only to get some idea of what foreign words sound like. Don't forget that you have a transcript and a word-for-word translation. Listen to the lesson set several times until you are enjoying it. And then keep going. Move on to the next step, a repetition lesson. It's time to speak out loud.